Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant upgrade in the relationship between India and Sweden has just been announced, marking the most substantial improvement in their diplomatic ties since they were established in 1949. What makes this development so crucial is that Sweden is not just a trade partner for India. It serves as a gateway to European technology ecosystems, is a member of the European Union, and has recently become a part of NATO, as of 7 March 2024. India's engagement with Sweden is situated at the intersection of three key strategic imperatives: accessing advanced technology, diversifying supply chains, and deepening the India-EU relationship. Sweden's entry into NATO fundamentally alters its strategic posture and its value as a partner for countries navigating the complex US-China technology contest. This shift has significant implications for how India interacts with Sweden, given that Sweden is now embedded in Article 5 collective defense, which could impact any defense technology cooperation between the two nations. During Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Sweden on 18 May 2026, the Ministry of External Affairs formally released the outcomes and the full joint statement. Six concrete deliverables were listed as outcomes from the India-Sweden summit. First, India and Sweden elevated their bilateral ties to a strategic partnership, underpinned by a joint action plan for 2026 to 2030. This joint action plan is structured around four pillars: strategic dialogue for stability and security, next generation economic partnership, emerging technologies and trusted connectivity, and shaping tomorrow together, people, planet, and resilience. The phrase trusted connectivity in pillar 3 is deliberate diplomatic vocabulary, signaling alignment with the concept of friendshoring, or reshoring supply chains to allied or trusted democracies, a framework increasingly used in EU and G7 tech security discourse. Second, India and Sweden agreed to upgrade their existing innovation cooperation framework to Joint Innovation Partnership 2.0. This includes the establishment of a virtual India-Sweden joint S&T center, which will coordinate joint research funding, facilitate researcher exchanges, and act as a clearinghouse for dual-use technology projects. The 2.0 designation signals a qualitative upgrade from earlier memoranda of understanding on S&T cooperation. Third, six specific domains were identified for structured cooperation, including AI, 6G quantum, critical minerals, space, and life sciences. This cooperation is significant as it involves areas that are crucial for future technological advancements and security. Fourth, the goal is to double bilateral trade and investment within 5 years. Current bilateral trade stands at approximately $3 billion, which both sides acknowledged is well below potential. The joint action plan sets a target to double this trade and investment by 2031. Major Swedish companies with a significant presence in India include Ericsson, IKEA, Volvo, SKF, H&M, and Sandvik. Fifth, a dedicated India-Sweden SME and startup platform was announced to connect small and medium enterprises and startups from both countries in areas of mutual strength, such as clean technology, life sciences, precision engineering, and digital services. This platform will be coordinated through Business Sweden and Invest India. Sixth, a Tagore Sweden lecture series titled Vikas Bhi Virasat Bhi, Development and Heritage Both, was announced as a flagship people-to-people initiative. The series takes its name from PM Modi's cultural heritage development slogan and leverages the historic connection between Nobel laureate Rabindranath Tagore and Sweden. Crown Princess Victoria conferred on PM Modi the Royal Order of the Polar Star, Commander Grand Cross, Sweden's oldest and most prestigious state order. This is PM Modi's 31st global honor. Now, let us turn to the broader context of India-EU relations. The India-EU Free Trade Agreement was concluded on 27 January 2026, after negotiations that had been launched in 2007, stalled in 2013, and relaunched in 2022. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has called for an India-EU investment agreement as the missing piece in the economic architecture, referring to the standalone investment protection framework that remains under negotiation. Sweden, as an EU member state, is a direct stakeholder in the FTA's implementation. Moreover, Sweden holds significant weight in the EU's European Chips Act, AI Act, and Critical Raw Materials Act, all frameworks that intersect with India's emerging strategic interests. India's engagement with Sweden therefore functions as a bilateral track running parallel to, and reinforcing, the multilateral India-EU technology partnership. With Sweden's NATO accession, India's engagement with Sweden requires careful calibration, given that India maintains strategic autonomy and has not joined any military alliance. This shift has implications for how India navigates defense technology cooperation with Sweden, now that Sweden is embedded in NATO's collective defense framework. Now, let us look at the geopolitical significance of Sweden's NATO membership. Sweden's entry into NATO ended over 200 years of Swedish military neutrality, a defining feature of Nordic foreign policy since the Napoleonic Wars. This shift has implications for India's engagement, as any defense technology cooperation must now navigate NATO's technology control framework. PM Modi's five-nation European tour, which included Sweden, signals India's concerted effort to deepen its European engagement in the context of the concluded India-EU FTA and the shifting global technology supply chain landscape. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, covering India's strategic partnership framework with European countries, technology diplomacy, India-EU relations, and the implications of Sweden's NATO membership for India-Europe defense technology cooperation. Remember this number, the target is to double bilateral trade and investment within 5 years, by 2031. Note this carefully, Sweden's NATO membership has significant implications for India's defense technology cooperation with Sweden. This is a favorite prelims fact, the Royal Order of the Polar Star, founded in 1748 by King Frederick I of Sweden, is the highest class of which is the Commander Grand Cross, conferred on PM Modi. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE-20 engine is not relevant here, but we do have other important facts. The Joint Action Plan 2026 to 2030 has four pillars, namely Strategic Dialogue for Stability and Security, Next Generation Economic Partnership, Emerging Technologies and Trusted Connectivity, and Shaping Tomorrow Together, People, Planet, and Resilience. The India-EU FTA was concluded on 27 January 2026. Sweden became a NATO member on 7 March 2024. The Tagore Sweden lecture series is titled Vikas Bhi Virasat Bhi, connecting the historic link between Rabindranath Tagore and Sweden. In conclusion, the elevation of India-Sweden relations to a strategic partnership, with a focus on technology access, supply chain diversification, and deepening the India-EU relationship, marks a significant development in India's foreign policy, particularly in the context of the US-China technology contest and the shifting global supply chain landscape.